Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners in any country around the world. Thousands of shows and millions of listeners. By one click, all you have to do is click on www.blogtalkradio.com and /Kathy Watson, CathiWatson, and click on any of the shows. Discover what the world has to say. Internet radio is the way. Imagine millions are hearing you. Thousands have shows. And that could be you. Now, let me tell you up front. Today is, this month, is my birth month. I don't just celebrate the day. I celebrate the entire month. By the way, the call-in number is 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. And while I'm on the air, I have to be on the air, Tuesdays and Thursdays, it's 11 a.m., Wednesday, it's 8 a.m., and tomorrow morning at 6:30 a.m., all Central Time. Now, here's my gift. My gift to you, Elixir, the ebook, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. My Secrets by Kathy Watson and Methods. I've bared my soul and secrets in the one and only Secret Recipe Book for Life, Your Life. 60 years in research and development, and look, honey, you want to reinvent the wheel? Be my guest. The month of October, my birth month, I'm giving away the Elixir ebook. But first, this is dedicated to all of you who want to discover my secrets, techniques for looking and feeling younger and better longer than you ever thought possible. Right now, no costly equipment to buy. My methods, techniques are fun to learn. And once you've learned them, they're yours for life. The results are amazing. So here's how you get your free Elixir ebook. Call in 347-637-3789 while I'm on the air. And this is going to give you an opportunity to promote yourself or to just simply say, I love your show. You know, the topics are a little eclectic. They're diverse. They may be controversial, but they're never, never boring. And the shows are. They might be similar in some sense, but a minute. Mitsukno in Croatian, that means a little bit. But never duplicated. Now, this is all Central Standard Time. Tuesdays, Thursdays, 11 to 12. Wednesdays, 8 to 9 a.m., and Fridays, 6:30 to 7:30 a.m. But you have to call in live. Identify yourself, we chat, and voila! I get your email, and the book is yours. How sweet is that? Now, you already know that Live with Kathy is heard on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners in any country around the world to discover what the world has to say. And the shows are archived. And you can hear yourself, and then you know that radio is an extreme, powerful marketing tool. And then you get to forward this to your email database and simply say, ta-ta, I've been on the air with Live with Kathy. And you could hear my debut compliments of Kathy Watson. Devaliciously yours or creatively yours? All right. Now, we know that today the topic is kids won't tell. But remember yesterday's show? You've got to go and hear it. Our world is not ready for our aging population. It was interesting. I had a conversation with a professional person, medical, 39 years old yesterday. Charming lady. 39, I think I told you that. And I said, don't you get it? Don't you know? And she's very astute and alert and knowledgeable. I said, you do realize that you're creating your world. You're the artist of your life. You're the architect of your life, like an architect puts together blueprints for a home or a building or a factory. That's what you're doing with your mind. She kind of looked at me. And I said, you see, we've all been programmed with a computer disk that holds a ton of myths, falsies that aren't true. Aren't true. Our bodies and brains don't age. We do. We've got to change it. We've got to teach our kids, you know, they're our future. But let me work with you now in the present. You got to invest in yourself. I don't know. Call me at 347-637-3789 and give me your take on it. I don't care what your age is. But 50 plus, you've reached the half a century mark. What are you going to do with the rest of your life? What is the quality? Let me ask you, what is the quality of your life? Do you feel good? Do you look good? Do you get excited about the day? You know, kids do. Kids just wake up and say, wow, this is a new day. Well, they don't say it. They may feel it, but they don't care what happened yesterday. They don't care about what's going to happen tomorrow. They live right now. And they laugh. And I do hope you're making your kids laugh, not making them cry. Because they'll remember. Oh, trust me, they will remember. So when I was doing yesterday's show, I had the epiphany. I thought, oh my God, we've got to change the mindset. America has a pandemic hold on youth. It's wonderful, but it's only timely. It's just for a little while. And then you have to wake up. And smell the coffee. The best time, the best part of waking up is Blinky's coffee in my cup. The silver fox, also known as Blinky because of his pool pole that he has, you know, he shoots billiards. It has a blinking light. He makes the best coffee in the whole world. And sidebar, I just finished baking my mini marvels. Okay, get a pen and paper. I'm going to digress for a moment, and then I'm going to go back to, this is one of the ways that you could control your sugar intake. And I don't know where you are on the diabetes scale. Oh, these are so delicious. Take 3 eggs and really beat them well. Add 1.5 cups of chopped walnuts, and 1/8 ounce cup of raisins. Mix it all together. Now, I have the, I do have the little mini muffin pans, and I did 24 of them today, but I coat it with Pam spray. Now, stir that up real good, and then spoon it into each little mini muffin cup. Preheat the oven at 350. And then bake for 20 minutes. Now, what I did when I spooned them into their little muffin cup, I added almonds. I just pushed one in and drew. Oh, man, was it delicious. I could hardly wait because after the show I'll have my decaf coffee that Blinky made, and I'll have more of the sugar-free cookies, and that's what you need, and get your kids on it. It is so delicious. So let's go back to, we'll get to the kids. The world isn't ready for the population, the grain population. I don't like that word either. Age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. And I think it was George Burns who said, well, if I knew I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself. Are you taking care of yourself? I'm going to do a show in a couple of weeks about take a look in the mirror. Are you looking in the mirror right now? Come on, you know you should have your pen and pad there and pick up the mirror and look in the mirror. What do you see? Are you happy? You are what you eat. And we age on a cellular level. Anger, stress, toxicity do add to premature aging of the body and in some cases death. But you're not dead yet. That was Monday's show. We had a lot of fun with that. But can you laugh today? Can you feel joy in your heart and gratitude? Do you feel good? Do you look good? Are you ready to invest in yourself? There's a doctor of a naturopathic physician that I'm going to have on the air because I quote him so many times. Prescription to genius, for genius. Move and all of creation moves with you. It's not just about looking fit. Exercise will give you ninja-like cognition and creativity and the mojo needed. Move your body. We don't care if it's gardening. We don't care what you've got to. Otherwise, the circulation slows down and it dams up and your blood becomes like sludge and your brain isn't getting the oxygen that it needs. Don't you care about yourself enough to start moving that body? A working muscle consumes the same fat molecule that helps fuel a cancer cell. So in reality, they're competing for the same energy. What are you doing all day long? I'm asking, what do you do all day long? You got nothing to do, and it takes you all day to do nothing. What happened to the dream that you had? Oh, did someone tell you that you're too old, you're not smart enough? Oh, you'll embarrass us. Are you living your life through the eyes of someone else and their dictates? They become your God. Our world and life have so much to give. And our kids today, let me tell you, they're enlightened. My only little boo-ha-ha is I don't want them on the computer and playing these games morning, noon, and night. I remember when I was a kid, go out to the open prairie. Make your own rules. You figure it out. And then I remember the forbidden red hill. Now, before I get on to the topic of kids won't tell, let me give you my contact information. And then I promised at the end of yesterday's show that I would finish The Measure of Life. And I got as far as the 80s. And I was out of time. And I have to tell you about this story in Pompeii. You know, I speak on international cruise ships. But let me give you my how to reach me. Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I, studio@sbcglobal.net. And the call-in number is 347-637-3789 if you want the book. I emailed quite a few. I'm doing an email blast on this, too. To London, England, Malaysia, Africa. Ah, the minute I say Africa, I think of The Heart of the Lion, the book that was written with Tom Puttrick, traversing the Serengeti and the Masai Mara. If you're not dead yet, you gotta go to Africa. Do you want to write to me? What topics would you like me to address or to introduce? Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois 60195. And then do log on to the website www.kathywatsonspeaks.com. CathyWatsonSpeaks.com. Click on all of the buttons. Performing artist David Taylor with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. The Circle of Life, Ageless Performers. Go to the books. You can read a chapter, the elixir is there. And then scroll down and go to choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. Introduced by Kathy Watson. It's a tribute to the contributing authors. They are celebrities in their own right. You'll be immersed in the power of the voice, choice, and challenges. You'll embrace their determination and purpose. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll rejoice in their victorious achievements. It's a book that you won't put down. 14 of us bared our souls to help you enjoy a quality of life that's eluding you. I know it. I told you I have strange powers. Now, you can fulfill your dreams. Age has nothing to do with it. It's your choice. Never too late. You can overcome adversity and succeed. Ah, and you could live your life in paradise. I love the spiritual paradise. Material paradise. Had another conversation with a gal that we were just working out alongside each other. She was on the Stairmaster, so I was on the elliptical. And she noticed that I had a new Nissan Sentra car. And it is metallic blue. When you could just see the sparkling. It's like the color of the book choices and the sparkles in the background. It was time. It was a leased car, and it was time to turn it in. Oh, she said, Kathy, we have the same car. And I said, really? Huh. I said, don't you just love the... This is a Sentra. And I don't know how we got on the conversation of bigger cars. I said, you know, miss, boom, boom, the Silver Fox and I have had it all. Great big Cadillacs, beautiful house, beautiful everything. We've simplified our lives to embrace, to touch, feel, hear and hold the spirituality of living life. It isn't how much we have. It's how much we enjoy what we have. And I looked at her and I said, you know what I'm just amazed at? That this Sentra looked like a Cadillac. And it's 2013. And I said, we've had that. And you want to know what I found out, all of you that are listening to me? People don't care. I was experiencing my life with comparing in material things. And one day, I just got the aha. What do I need it for? Who cares? And you see, the Nissan Sentras, they're not gas guzzlers. And I looked at the Silver Fox and I said, what are we doing? We simplified our lives. Now, we don't waste an entrance or an exit, and we don't apologize for what we're wearing, but we don't compete because it doesn't matter to us. Kids don't compete. Even when they compete, they're having fun. Let them grow up and enjoy their, let them enjoy their youth. And she kind of looked at me and said, huh, yeah, that's a good way to look at life. And then I said, now remember in March, the Nissan guys, the sales representatives, said that they're going to join my team. I have to come up with a cute name. And we're going to climb the towers of the presidential towers. Now, I'm only going to do one, but there are four. But I'll coordinate this, and you'll be on the map. Oh, she said, Kathy, you know I do facials and all of that. I said, yeah. And all you do is make your donation. I said, look, I'll send you all the information, and we work out together. So I'm living my life in spiritual paradise. By the way, the Silver Fox and I deny each other nothing. We are enjoying our lives to the fullest. Oh, we may be in the winter of our life, but it's the springtime. So you see, you're all off to great places. Today is the day. Did you know your mountain is waiting? So get on your way. Get the book choices. AuthorHouse.com, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon.com. You won't put it down. And go to the back, before you read their chapter, go to the back of the chapter and look at their faces. Look at their eyes. About the author, Rhea Schmidt is the executive director of Mediation West, a graduate from Craigton University with a Juris Doctorate. She's training to be a Don Master. She lives in Scotts Bluff, Nebraska, with her companion, Bubba Watson, two dogs and a cat. Just look at her eyes. And by the grace of God, I will do. Rika Cuff, look at her eyes. Eagerly pursuing God's will, not her own, Rika's mission is to help shelter moms meet their basic needs of good jobs, child care, and housing. Get the book. Soft cover, hard cover, e-book, Kindle, and Nook. And then The Heart of the Lion. Yeah, we're still on my webpage. Man, that's going to be a movie. And Tom has written another book called The Second Coming. It's a novel. You won't put it down. The Mayan predictions, the Mayan spirituality resonates with me. So there you have three books that you won't be able to put down. They're not long. Well, The Second Coming is, I think, 300 pages, but that's still not long. And then click on video. Timeless Rhythms of Soul. and Shakespeare. Even though Shakespeare was born in 1564, his works portray many of the same themes found in the great soul songs written 400 years later. Imagine soul songs and Shakespeare and James Brown and the Bard. The Bard is a poet, B-A-R-D. Hey, and Shakespeare was really an interesting gentleman. You have to read his story. Live with Kathy, calling number 347-637-3789. Now, yesterday I promised that I couldn't finish telling the story. The Measure of Life. You're in your 80s, approaching it. Ending, it doesn't matter. 80s plus. Endearing and enchanting. Bringing a wealth of knowledge and experience to the forefront. Man, what stories you could tell. But I have one. You're going to love this. Come on now. Just erase everything from your mind and be with me. We were on a shore excursion in Italy. I noticed a passenger, her agility, her sparkling blue eyes. I cornered her and said, "You're amazing. I've been watching you. You mind telling me your age?" She said, "I don't mind at all. I'm 80 years young." Wow. "Your husband must have trouble keeping up with you." Sadly, she said. "Oh, he passed away a year ago." I said, "Oh, I'm so sorry. You must miss the companionship." "Heavens, no. It's not the companionship I miss. It's the sex. He was great." Just after she shared with me their glorious, intimate life, her sister showed up. Broomhilda was furious, shaking her finger at her sister, screaming, "Where were you? I've been looking for you everywhere." With a twinkle in her eye, Olive said, "What do you expect? Hilda has never been married, and she's mad at everyone in the world." Does that describe you? Can you become childlike again, but not childish? Oh, put down that axe. "Well, this is how we did it when I was, and it ain't going to change." Who cares? Do you want, who cares? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Worldwide Block Talk Radio. And if you want to be a gassy old geezer, get your teeth whitened. See your dentist twice a year. Walk with purpose. Turn heads. Then you better keep listening to Live with Kathy. Because you see, you would never be in my lifestyle. Toxic negative thinking. No way, Jose. Okay, now before I go on to the core of the show, oh, you're going to love it because I'm going to remind you what an inquisitive kid I was. And I made my mother cry because I always had a better way. Her way was never good enough. Now I'm a kid. I'm 6, 7 years old. I had a better way. But let's take a moment now and talk about the power of radio. This is about you. If you're expecting the floodgates to open, customers, clientele, no, I don't even want to talk to you. I'm talking about defining you. I'm talking about enhancing you. I don't know what the purpose of your business, your service, your product. What are you doing with it? Is it a, I don't know. So you call me at 847-882-8717 and tell me what you have, and let's talk about putting you on the air with me. 10-week contract. Your infomercial is heard 4 times a week, so that's 40 times. And then I invite you to be a guest host, my show with me. This gives you an opportunity to hear you because the show is archived. And you listen to yourself and you tell me, how great were you? Will you buy your product? Or do we have to tweak? We could critique it, but critique is a gentle way of saying criticize it. I don't like that. We plus it. I host and work with you to produce your show. Oh, no, you don't come on as a loose cannon. How exciting is that? It is so affordable. Call me at 847-882-8717. By the year 2000... they said that 72,000 American men and women will live to be 100 in 37 years. And this is what I wanted to impress the professional doctor. You're 39 in 37 years, you'll be 76 years old. Well, yeah. How do you want to look? You start now. You start the minute you're born. But you've been inundated with stupid myths of aging. No matter what your life is now, no what the quality is, I don't care what it is. It was all your choice. Of course, genes play a little part in it. Choices, choices, choices. Now, this is from a New York Times article, 1998. By 2050, 834,000, close to a million, will exceed 100 years of age. What are you doing? I have a marvelous alternate to exercise. This is for men and women. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers District Council of Chicago and Vicinity. You see, I married an iron worker, but he went and worked out at the gym, too. He did both. Because they made fun of him on the beach when he was a kid. He was very thin. Gee, where are all of these people that made fun of us with our exercise routine? But stop and think, if you really don't want to exercise, get a job that forces you to move. And iron working is perfect because you log on www.ironworkers.org, and you pick and choose. It's a 4-year apprenticeship. They offer a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. How sweet is that? You're actually getting a paycheck while you're learning. What a noble profession. What solidarity they have within their unit. I love to recognize them, iron workers, as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction, and to illuminate their character, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. You want to find out more about them? Well, now, if you want the apprenticeship program, go to www.ironworkers.org, men and women, boys and girls, where you have to be of age. Log on youtube.com/unioniron workers. Then log on youtube.com/ironworkers impact and read about all of these men and women who work in the trade. And then go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. Click on August 9th and hear the show. Iron workers from all over the United States and Canada congregated at Mackinac City, Michigan, to hold their annual International Iron Workers Festival. So you want a good workout? Yeah, and so is cleaning house and so on and so forth, but today's show is about our kids. But before we do that, let me recognize the Hoffman Estates Park District. In 2009, they won the National Gold Medal. What an institution. And Rika is the director of the 50 Plus Consortium. Read her story and choices. And you could call her at 847-885-7500, extension 626. And then log on to heparks.net. It won't be long before it's tax time, and I'm always encouraging all of you to hire a CPA. And you can call Greg McIntyre, he's ours, at 847-255-2012, or email him at ahtax@ameritech.net. We've been working with him for years. He knows us better than we do. Okay, we just got through talking about that. Stress, toxicity, and trauma. Trust me, are leading factors in premature aging. Have you ever seen a happy, disgruntled, sad person? Man, when they're mad, they're mad. When they're angry, they're angry. And when they feel that life has dealt them a lemon, they don't have sense enough to turn it into lemonade and maybe add a little tequila. Looks do matter. Boy, they matter. I refuse to take glamour out of aging. Aging has been spiritualized, institutionalized, and theorized. I don't care what you want to do with it. Ain't no way that I'm going to look like a Baba Yaga. I'm going to keep my plan. I have a plan. I keep my brain working. Search a word. Memorization. Performing. Memorizing. Doing talk radio. Now, what on earth is that?
Give me the roller.
Just a minute. We have a little interruption here. Did you know I'm on the air?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. Bill, who is that from? I've never seen such a big package. Okay. Anyway, back to our show, Looks Do Matter. I could tell when a person is angry. Sad. And he blames it on, there's no blame. You can't blame it on anyone. They got to take at least take 50%. Three reasons for upsets: thwarted intention, undelivered communication, unfulfilled expectations. If you don't talk, how are you going to know? If you don't have conversation, how on earth are you going to know? So the minute you have any anger or anything that releases toxins into your body, whoa, and it destroys the health of your cells. Go take a drink of water. I could tell that you're dehydrated. I didn't bring my water in here. I'm still enjoying the taste of my mini marvels. Oh, you didn't think that things that happen to you in your life show up on your face? Oh, yeah. Pick up the mirror. How do you look? Now, I have a product. It's available only through Kathy. It's 2 ounces. It will soften your face. Because everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on its looks. It is so powerful that you only use it 3 times a week. Affordable. And remember, all sales are final. I haven't got time. I refuse to. So you know how to reach me. Now get your pen and pad out. Let's write down www.leticia, L-E-T-E-C-I-A dot, my Shackley, S-H-A-K-L-E-E dot com. Man, I had a delicious workout today. I'm still on my endorphin high. Okay, so, do you have more month than money? Does that mean that you run out of money at the before the end of the month and you can't pay your bills? You know, you could be a solopreneur, you could be retired, you could be working for corporate America, but I want to plant this seed subliminally in your brain. Be the CEO of your own company. You get all of the reward because you're doing all of the work. And if you're going to make anyone look good, why not you? Why not you? And all of you retirees, come on. By the way, you don't invest huge capital. Did I pique your interest? www.leticia.myshackley.com. I love being an entrepreneur. I couldn't work for corporate America. I appreciate them, but it wasn't my gig. So at the age of 25, I was home with the kids, precocious. Oh, what one didn't think of, the other two did. And I would just pray to emotionally survive the day, because, boy, they were sharp. But they do say the apple doesn't fall far from the apple tree. And I started, I thought, well, as long as I'm sitting here, what am I going to do all day? Uh-huh, hats by Kathy went into fashion, and I won so many fashion awards. But now this is a call to action. Forget about me. I'm calling all the women of the world, not only in America, but globally. 2013, this is our year. Come on, to let our voices be heard in solidarity. Together we can make a difference in diverse and remarkable ways. I don't know, are you getting wealthy working for corporate America? God love you. But now, make this a family affair. Get the kids involved. Do they go to a workout to learn about finances? Oh, they learn about football, basketball, soccer, swimming. But what about finances? Make it a family affair. Now, I want you to unleash your passion. Have you considered more profitable, less risking, and more of a soul-nourishing approach? Then think about owning your own home-based business. Have it be yours. And you don't give up. Get the book, Think and Grow Rich, by Napoleon Hill. It's my Bible. Most people stop 3 inches away from succeeding their goal in life because didn't have enough confidence. You keep pushing through. Some will, some won't. So what? Next. 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 I use the analogy of Kentucky Fried Chicken. He was in his 70s. lived in his car, went to over 1,000 restaurants that said no, no, no. But the 1,008 said yes, 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 and the rest is history. It could be yours. Can you imagine having the opportunity to challenge yourself? Infinite opportunities. You don't need a college degree. You're smart enough. All you need is the desire to achieve. Men and women globally all are becoming wealthy, starting from nothing, and this could be you. It's pandemic. You dads at home. This isn't just for women. It's for men, too. They're embracing the power of creating their own home-based business. Make it a family affair. www.leticia.myshackley.com. And don't forget radio, an incredible marketing tool. Now today's show, Live with Kathy. What kids won't tell you. You know, kids are really ingenious. And this article came from the Wall Street Journal. Fewer Americans are having children these days, and those who do are paying a higher price. Oh, and just having a family is wonderful. It's passing on your name from generation to generation. But this is what a kid won't tell you. I will cost you your dream house. The cost of raising a child from birth to age 17 is higher than the price of the average American home middle-income parents will spend over $241,000 in today's dollars to raise a child born in 2012 to age 17. This was according to the study released by the U.S. Department of Agriculture Center for Nutrition Policy and Promotion. The median price of a home, in contrast, currently stands at $203,000. Okay, that's according to the National Association of Realtors. A family earning less than $60,000 annually might fork over slightly less per child, $173,500. But for the families earning over $100,000, that amount can rise to an average of $400,000. You know what's really amazing? When we bought our house, our very, very first house, eons ago, beautiful cathedral ceilings and the balcony, open balcony and a garage and everything. 24,900. There are motorcycles that cost $75,000. What's going on? What is going on? So, let's continue with what your kid's not going to tell you. You know, you're longing for this child. And I wish you all mazel tov, good wishes. My arrival, Ma and Pa, is going to cost you big. Oh, did you all know that the U.S. is possibly the most expensive place in the world to have a baby? Especially for those who foot the bill themselves? Nope, I didn't know that. Employer-provided health insurance paid around $32,000 for a routine delivery and $50,000 for a cesarean section. Now, in a 2013 report by health analysts found with patients paying about 12% of that out of their pocket. Many parents must add lost earnings on top of that. The U.S., with all of their entrepreneurship, is one of the few industrial nations that doesn't require paid family leave. What's more, highly skilled women get paid nearly one quarter less than their counterparts 10 years after having children. That was according to an analysis from data from the U.S. government's National Longitudinal Survey of Youth in 1979, which followed nearly 13,000 people from 1979 to 2006. Well, I want you to know, Mom and Dad, I'm going to break your heart. People who have kids experience more depression than child-free adults. This was according to a survey out of Wisconsin that surveyed 13,000. The study concluded, parenthood isn't associated with enhanced mental health. The happiest people are likely to be married, earn between $50,000 to $70,000, and have no kids. This is from a psychologist at Harvard. If you don't want to have any kids, it's okay. It's your choice. You know, I'm pro-choice everything. It doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter to me. I don't know what's going on in your head. I don't know why it is that you don't want to procreate, but it doesn't matter. Well, Ma and Pa, you decide to have me. Just have fun at work. Paying for my child care. Now, see, this is what I can't get. Be with me here. I have to have this baby. I have to have a baby. I have to have a baby. You finally have the baby, and 6 weeks later, the baby's in a nursery, and you're back at work. Do you know that that is the most enjoyable time with a baby? Why did you have it if you're going to farm it out? No, I really mean this. Why did you have the baby? Why did you have kids if others are going to enjoy their formative years? Well, we need the money. Then why did you have the kid? I stayed home. I built my own home-based business. What about you? Since the days when one parent stayed home, whose labors went unpaid, though they weren't without costs, the proportion of the household paycheck that goes toward daycare has, of course, why? I just want a good reason why. The kid is 6 weeks old, and someone else is taking care of it. 18% of the total money spent on kids went toward the cost of nannies or daycare services in 2011, up from 2% in 1960. And the average price of childcare services has nearly doubled over the past 25 years. Families with working mothers paid an average of $143 a week for childcare in 2011, up from $84 in 1985 when adjusted for inflation. Well, if you need the money and you go to, how much is left after taxes and everything else? Well, now that I'm old enough, Ma and Pa, I want an allowance. Of the roughly half of children who receive a regular allowance, about a third come back for more money after spending it all. 80% of parents say they acquiesce to their child's demands. What's more, just 1% of kids save money from their allowance. Aren't you teaching them anything? Start a home-based business. Teach them about the power of money. And then we have a sibling rivalry. More than one in the family. Oh, I'm not really your favorite, am I? Few parents would admit it to their own children, but yes, many do favor one of their kids over the others. In the UK, that's me rustling the paper, a survey of over 2,200 parents conducted this year by a family lifestyle website, 34% of mothers and 28% of fathers admitted to having a favorite child. Perhaps to cover up for their favoritism, many parents are dishonest about how much time they spend with each kid. Over half of the parents have lied about spending time with their children. That's what the survey found. Well, Mon Pa, golly gee whiz, I just broke your iPad, your iPhone, and the computer, too. No, they were off limits to begin with, but, oh, I see. You broke them. Sticks and stones will do, as well as a pair of chocolate-covered hands. Over 50% of consumers say their kids have damaged a cell phone, laptop, or table, according to a recent study. What do they do all of these studies for? You know, who cares? Mom and dad often hand over their gadget to their kids when they're driving or trying to get through a meal without a fight. Why aren't they at the table in the first place? Dinner time, turn everything off, and you enjoy the quietness and relish the food. When the iPod turned from a music device to a games device, and parents started lending them to their kids, claims went through the roof. Who's the boss in your house? Well, it's your fault that I'm addicted to gadgets. You keep buying all of this stuff. Most parents are resigned to letting their kids while away hours playing games. No, no, no. A certain amount of time, and then push them out the door, push them out to play. Families that don't rely on TV and other gadgets are far outnumbered by those families that depend on it. Now, this is what they found. There are three distinct types of families. Media-centric households. 39% of all the families who spend an average of 11 hours a day using media and often leave the TV on all the time. Media moderated, 45%, who spend up to 5 hours a day in front of a TV or computer. And the media light, 16, who watch only 2 hours of screen media a day. We hardly watch it. Yes, I'm on the computer because of the nature of my work, but I'm not on it 24/7. I'll probably not give you any grandchildren. Today's children are far less likely to have children when they grow up. About 20% of American women nowadays don't have children, compared with 10% of women 40 years ago. The percentage of child-free adults rose for all radical and ethnic groups in most education levels. Oh, you'll cry when I leave. You with one last bill. Given the high cost of raising a child to age 17, parents might be forgiven for breathing a sigh of relief and turning their child's bedroom into a walk-in closet or a yoga studio when their kids leave the nest. I had no problem. I had absolutely no problem. Because I was busy with my life. And I sent them out with good work ethics, good health, good eyesight, good teeth, good values, and a sincere love of family and the family name. And I left them this: don't bring shame to the family name. Until tomorrow at 6:30, make it a great day. Au revoir.